Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. I am joined in studio by Fred Jackson and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Hey.
Hey, folks, I have neglected. Usually Tim asks me to say this, so I've neglected to say it this week. You can watch the live video stream of this show. Yes, you can. You can. There are several ways for you to do that. You can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues. You can go to YouTube. Brent Creeley, our producer, we're still on YouTube, or are we off?
We're on for now.
We're on for now. Okay, as long as I don't say ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
You search for Today's Issues live. If you want to watch the live video stream on YouTube, you can go to our own streaming service, stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net. Lots of other great content there if you go to stream.afa.net. Or you can go to X, formerly known as Twitter.
X.
Search for American Family Radio, and whatever show is live streaming video-wise, you can watch it on X. So I have done my duty, at least on Wednesday, to let you know where you can watch the live video stream. And as Tim always says, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to watch a bunch of middle-aged old guys?
Anybody would, but that's just me.
I'd love to be middle-aged, but I'm not even middle-aged anymore.
I identify.
Yes, you identify.
I identify as 30.
As middle-aged. Okay, let me know how that goes.
Wait a minute, that might jeopardize my Social Security. I changed my vote.
I identify as 30 years old, and until at some point my body quits and says, who are you kidding?
That's right.
And that'll be all.
Reality, you know, reality does catch up with these whole identification thing.
Yes.
It really does.
Reality is a brutal teacher,
yeah,
as I always say. All right, Steve Jordahl.
Let me just start with a couple things that are, I've been watching kind of one eye on this hearing of Christopher Wray, and it's the same kind of thing as, for the most part, as yesterday when it was the Secret Service head. The Democrats are trying to make this about gun control, but Christopher Wray, though, is being a lot more forthcoming than was the FBI, the Secret Service director. One notable exchange. Jerry Nadler tried to blame Trump for his own assassination.
What? Yep. How did he try to swing that?
Well, Republicans, you know, it should. You would think that they would not want political violence. There's no surprise that this happened if they're talking about bloodbaths and.
Oh
yeah,
that old trope. My understanding is Trump was talking about economic.
Oh, bloodbaths. He was. Oh,
he was.
And I think Nadler knows that.
Yes.
So you know that Benjamin Netanyahu this afternoon is going to be addressing Congress, a joint session of Congress. A lot of Democrats are going to boycott that. But he is staying, apparently, at the Watergate Hotel, which actually is a hotel.
Yes.
And, I passed and a functioning
it.
One.
I've passed it on a number of occasions.
Right.
When you, I forget what convention or what conference I was at, but you drive right past that hotel.
Yeah. Well, overnight, the Palestinian Youth Movement, the D.C. Palestinian Youth Movement, brought a ton of maggots and crickets and released them throughout the hotel and then started pulling the fire alarm overnight, all night.
Oh, those crazy kids. So this is so they found out where he was staying.
Yeah.
And ruined the hotel for everybody.
Just about.
You know, it reminds me of, and listen, I am a full supporter of the First Amendment and peaceful protests. Okay, that's part of what makes this country great. But destructive protests, you're not, first of all, those aren't protected by the First Amendment, I don't think. And I don't think you help yourself, just like all these individuals, Fred, that want to protest environmental policies by throwing paint on famous paintings in a museum. You're not helping your cause.
Gluing themselves to highways,
yes,
and all of that sort of thing. No. You know, they get praise in the mainstream media, which is very leftist.
Right.
But if they're looking for support from the general population, i.e. the voters, that's the way to lose it.
Right.
Absolutely. I think the environmental movement has gone way too far.
Right.
And it's going to bounce back on them. You know, when you look at the Biden policies, the his green plan, it's not working out there. And you don't get these stories from the mainstream media. People have, you know, back several months ago, what was it, Hertz, start selling off their electric vehicles.
No one wanted to rent them.
No one wanted to rent them. There is the problem that charging stations are few and far between, despite the Biden administration spending millions, they said.
Well, billions.
Yes.
They had access to billions. Remember Pete Buttigieg, the transportation head, said, when asked, well, how many billions have you spent? How many charging stations have you put in with that in the last 6 months? Seven.
You know, it's just so pathetic. The American people, you know what, are very bright. They really are. And they're catching on to this. Here's the problem for Kamala Harris. The problem for Kamala Harris is the last 3.5 years.
Yes.
That's the big problem for
Kamala. Maybe the last 30 years. But yeah. That's...
The last 3.5 years of Joe Biden and his radical leftist policy, and she's not going to go out there and campaign against it. So, but the American people are living with that policy. Grocery prices. Being told that you're going to have to get rid of that gas-operated car
right.
in a few years because we're going to make it so difficult for you.
Air conditioners.
Yes.
Refrigerators.
Propane.
Stoves. Yes. All subject to the Green New Deal. Steve, in terms of this story with the Palestinian protesters, that could be a big problem for the Democratic Party at the convention, which is going to be at Chicago. And Jenna Ellis talked about 1968, famously. That's the last time, I believe, the last time the Democratic convention was in Chicago. There were riots. I wonder if the pro-Palestinian / anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party, I wonder if they will trigger protests outside the convention.
There have been, I've heard a lot of people that have been wondering or kind of saying that the Democrat Party has sold their soul for a few votes in Minnesota. Being that that's where the large anti-Semitic population lives, the pro-Hamas population.
And Michigan.
And Michigan, right. Yes. Did I say Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, both of those, but a couple states.
Mm-hmm. Large Somali population.
And other...
In Minneapolis.
Right, and other pro-Hamas. And so this, to me, is tells me who's wagging the dog. The tail. Is wagging the dog. The Democrat Party, at least as it has been up until this point, is terrified of their ultra-left.
Yes.
Of the AOCs and the
Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib and everything. And no one can quite, on this side of the aisle, no one can quite figure out why they're so terrified of them, because there's a lot more they stand to lose by embracing the anti-Semitic tropes and language.
Right.
It's going to be very interesting to hear what Benjamin Netanyahu says.
And we're just, 4 weeks?
19th of August.
19th of August. Mm-hmm. So we just passed, we're inside of a month.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
New candidate, it could be that they have a new strategy, but Kamala, for all intents and purposes, is further left than Joe Biden was. So I think
It's hard to believe. I'm not doubting it. Mm. It's hard to believe that anyone could be further left, but she may be. By the way, we've mentioned on occasion here inside our studio, we have a big screen TV, and Brent Creeley, our technologically savvy producer, has four different feeds on this screen.
Yes.
And I was watching, and two, at least half of them, had images of Kamala Harris traveling, getting in and out of a vehicle. And so she is, Fred, she's really taken to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is, as Jenna mentioned, she is the expected nominee when the convention finally gets around to voting. I think, I don't know if technically she has enough votes, but she may have enough delegates that have already committed to her. But she is feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the media coverage from the left is Kamala in a very kind of presidential role at this point.
Well, she didn't have to work for this. The Democratic Party wouldn't dare have chosen anybody else.
Yeah.
They wouldn't dare have bypassed Kamala Harris.
Right.
Because you know what would have happened? you know, and put a white male.
Yeah, like Gavin Newsom from California.
Yeah.
I thought they might go for another white female, like Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, or even bring in Michelle Obama. I'm going to be wrong, I guess, when Tim comes back. I kept expecting Biden to go. Mm-hmm. We all did.
Yes.
But for the convention to draft Michelle Obama, it looks like it will be Kamala Harris.
Information we're getting is that she will not accept the nomination. She would not.
Michelle Obama.
She hated Washington. She didn't like the
role. It was good for a while.
Yeah.
People thought I might be right.
You know what's interesting, though, is when Democrats did have a choice of who they wanted to be on the ticket, they overwhelmingly ignored Kamala Harris. She dropped out of the race before the first primary.
She never got a single delegate.
Not a vote. She was
polling well under 1%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now, she's the second coming of, you know, Mahatma Gandhi or Indira Gandhi or whatever.
Right.
But at that point, no one wanted her. No one wanted her. So it's just interesting to the DEI is, if, you know, go woke, go broke. Well, the Democrat Party is about to see if that translates to politics.
All right, what else?
Have a disturbing story out of Greenville, South Carolina. There was a stabbing of with a sword, actually, lady that worked at a Christian women's shelter in Greenville, South Carolina, was stabbed in the parking lot by someone who wanted into the shelter. And I want you to hear the news coverage of this. This is what people in Greenville from a local TV station heard about this. Cut 16.
Greenville County, a woman is in custody after deputies say she stabbed an employee with a sword at a Miracle Hill women's shelter. We're told it happened at the shelter on Regency Hill Drive in Greenville this morning around 11 o'clock. Deputies say the suspect was upset about being evicted and that started a disturbance. Deputies say that is when the stabbing happened. We're told the victim was taken to the hospital for surgery. This afternoon, the suspect is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder.
Well,
so a woman attacked another woman in the parking lot.
The
one who allegedly committed the crime got evicted from the woman's shelter.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal, Steve?
Well, it turns out the woman's name, the person who did the stabbing.
Allegedly,
is Michelle Silva Perez. But he wasn't born Michelle Silva Perez. He was a transgender dude who was not allowed into the women's shelter by this Christian women's shelter because he's not a woman.
You might have
thought that would have been relevant.
Yes.
But no, we're not hearing any of that from the
media. Even Fox has years ago here, Fred, gone with the pronouns of the transgender person,
yes,
whatever they prefer.
Yep.
That's the way they refer to them. We, you know, when this whole thing started, got started, we made note of the fact that what are the police going to do if you put out an all points bulletin on a 6-foot male who robbed a bank and be on the lookout for 6-foot male, I'll say 6-foot white male, suspected of robbing the bank. But the 6-foot male describes himself as a woman. Are the police going to say, be on the lookout for a 6-foot white female when everyone's going to see a male? This is a perfect example of where that kind of reporting just not only denies reality, but is the opposite of news. This is not helpful at all.
To respond to your scenario, it depends on where that police department is.
Yeah.
I would say in a woke city like New York or Seattle, Portland, Oregon, they would go with the woke description.
Which means you won't catch the criminal.
And innocent, if it's a violent individual, residents will not be alerted.
Right.
As to who to look for.
Yes.
Because that's kind of important.
Or to who to look out for.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I see.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you're putting your population in jeopardy in order to follow a woke policy.
Yeah.
Because you might offend 1% of the population.
Where was this, Steve? This was in Greenville, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Well, it's
South Carolina. Sorry.
Almost across the board, all news agencies, have gone with the woke approach.
Not AFN.
No, that's true. We will not. In fact, Fred, you have to frequently. We do have Associated Press stories that we run. You have to frequently go through those to correct those kinds of that kind of reporting.
Oh, the whole transgender evolution into the news has caused us to spend a whole lot more time. We are allowed to edit the copy,
That's in the contract.
That's in the contract that allows us to do that, but we have to step back and look at it because the Associated Press and other mainstream media automatically now go to the politically correct side of things.
Right.
But we are resisting that because we believe the Bible.
Yes.
A person is either born a male or a female, and just because you say you're something else doesn't make you. And quite frankly, it's not only biblical, it's scientific.
Right.
You know, we're my major in university was biology and chemistry. It's interesting. We could have a whole discussion. You know, I went through university back in the 70s.
When men were men and women were women.
Yes, and that's the way it was. Because in my biology classes, I went to a secular university.
Yeah.
There was no talk about now. They may have been born a he, but you know, he now feels like he's a she. Therefore, we need to be careful. I would love to see the today's modern biology books.
Yes.
What are you doing with that?
Well, there are medical groups. I know in the UK. I'm not sure that this has come all the way across here to the US that will say men can have babies.
Oh, I know.
It's really interesting. I was watching. Every so often I get on my Twitter feed. There's a video of like. Somebody, it's probably like Ben Shapiro or one of these guys that has a question and answer period with the liberals that come to his.
Charlie Kirk would do that too.
Well, this one, a particular one, this medical worker came up and said, women are women. It doesn't matter. They've always been women and did the whole transgender line. And I don't know. I think it was Ben Shapiro said, okay, let me ask you a question. You get a call. In your ambulance, and you're coming to this transgender person here, and he says he's having a miscarriage. Are you going to check? Well, no.
Yeah, reality. That's reality.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What else we got?
All right. I'm going to pass on some information that Team Trump got from one of their pollsters. Just so to set expectations, this is what's going on inside the Trump campaign since the Kamala Harris elevation, inauguration, coronation, whatever you want to call it. Tony Fabrizio, who is one of their pollsters, sent a memo. Since it's confidential, apparently I'm special because I have a copy of it, to Team Trump. And it says this, many of you have heard me referring to the Harris honeymoon that I expect to see in public polling over the next few weeks. She's going to have wall-to-wall coverage from the mainstream media. The coverage will be largely positive. And so what you can expect they will try to, you're going to see some polls with Kamala closing the gap or even ahead of Donald Trump. He says, it's a honeymoon. It's going to go away. Everything is so strange now. We don't know how long it's going to last. He doesn't even. But here's what he says. The Democrats and the mainstream media will try to tout these polls as proof that the race has changed, but fundamentals of the race stay the same. The Democrats deposing one nominee for another does not change voters' discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, the open border, housing costs, not to mention concern over two foreign wars. This is going to be the Trump campaign's line of attack. And so if you start to see in the next weeks, who knows how long, you start to see the polls come up and it looks like it's a tighter race. Yeah, it's a different race now. But there is still a lot to say about Kamala that
the Republicans haven't said yet.
Yes, still yet to be said.
Fred, it is typical following a convention for there to be a bounce in the polls for the candidate/party.
Yeah.
that was most recently in the news, because that's what a convention did. You know, the Republican convention in July this month, man, had a lot of media attention, a lot of eyeballs, relatively speaking, on what was going on.
Well, it happened right after the attempted assassination, too.
Yes.
Some of the audience size were huge. But here's the thing. You know, the polling that has been done earlier this year, last fall, earlier this year, when it showed an erosion in the black population, Hispanic population, that traditionally voted Democrat. You know, they said they weren't moving away from the Democrats because of Joe Biden. They were moving away from the Democrats because of economic policies.
Yes.
They were moving away from the Democrats because of what's going on down at the border.
Right.
Those are the reasons they were given. They didn't say we don't like Joe Biden.
Crime as
crime,
well.
Crime, economics, what's happening with all these illegals in New York and Chicago and other places like that. Kamala Harris doesn't change that. The economy is still in trouble. Gas prices are still high. You know, we still have the problem. God forbid. But I hope we do not see the manifestation. We know there are hundreds of people who are terrorists who have now entered this country through the southern border. God forbid that anything happens. But the potential for something to happen is far greater now than what it was.
Because of that open border.
Because of that open border 3 years ago. And so Kamala Harris will not be able to blame Donald Trump for that.
Right.
If that happens. Kamala Harris, what is she going to say about grocery prices? What is she going to say about crime? She cannot defend what Joe Biden has allowed and have credibility with that audience, you know, especially those Hispanic, the black population. So I am very anxious to see. Steve talks about polls. Yes, I agree. There's going to be a bump. But when it all settles down in September and October, I'm going to be anxious to see if those polling that we saw early in the year comes back to haunt Kamala Harris.
Any idea, Steve, if I know this is probably premature because we're just under a month away from the Democratic convention.
Yep.
And Kamala Harris, really just over the last few days, the Democratic Party has made it clear they're behind her.
Yep.
Any talk, though, about who she might pick as a VP?
Everybody is kind of speculating about that, but I haven't heard anything like
probably here's way her, too early.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything like here's her list. We talked, I think, yesterday about the fact that Josh Shapiro would be on many lists, except that he's Jewish. And a lot of people have said that the Democrats wouldn't dare put a Jew on the ticket, which is anti-Semitic right from its face.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom from California. They're both from California.
Yeah,
bringing Gavin Newsom in doesn't do anything for the ticket as far as winning a state. So there's other names being bandied about, governors of battleground states, Democrat governors of battleground states. That would probably be her choice. She's running a DEI campaign. So also out there is the first whatever.
Yeah.
Corinne Jean-Pierre, the first black lesbian vice presidential candidate.
What times we live in. Amazing. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's show. We could go for another hour and a half easily and talk about all the new stuff, but we don't have the time for that. We will take our best shot tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the day? But I will tell you this, there is more great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. And as for today's issues, we invite you back tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll see you then.